the world will change. Drexel University is designed to change with it. Drexel's unique design combines academic rigor with a transformative cooperative education program, positioning students and faculty alongside the experts tackling today's most complex issues. By constantly learning and evolving as the world moves forward, Drexel produces visionary leaders equipped to anticipate and address the challenges of the future. This is experiential education. Learn more at drexel.edu/ambitioncan'twait.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, episode 40 is live and at you right now, October 25th, 2018. Yes, episode 40, we're officially old, Future Dan.
Yeah, 1 year. Congratulations.
Not too shabby, man. I mean, we got another episode or two to the one-year anniversary, I thought, so we're going to crack 40, though.
Well, I think we launched in the first week of November, the last week of October, so wrapping it up.
Okay.
We had 12 weeks off, 40 on. I'm proud of you, Ben, and I'm proud of what we did.
Yeah, man, it has been great. You know, we're a good team to start with, but we kind of gelled even more so, and we've covered so many really interesting topics, had probably at least a dozen guests and callers, more than a dozen callers, but a dozen guests, hope to have two dozen in the next year. Really want to amp up getting the guests on there, but a very successful first year, and it was good stuff, buddy.
Well, we got a lot of news. This is the first time we've had Patriot Power Hour since a federal election, and we're going to have one very soon. And I think that might be one of our weeks off between the end of season four and starting up again late fall, going into winter, season five. We got pipe bombs getting mailed to Democrats, widespread, 10 so far this Thursday evening. What do you make of it?
Well, first, a little housekeeping. Folks, I am sorry. I am getting married, and it's going to be right around the election day. So we are going to be off. So we won't be able to talk about all the ramifications from that. Hopefully, nothing too crazy. Hopefully, no real bombings or real attacks. These bombings, and I've spent a couple hours looking into it. I haven't spent massive amount of resources researching this. But they look pretty damn fake. Pretty, geez, it's almost such a bad fake false flag that I almost wonder if it's real, like someone just doing a prank. What do you make of it? It's obviously not a true attack, even though the media tries to construe it as such.
Well, the information operational aspects of this are far more interesting to me right now than the actual devices, because
there's
no reports of explosives. There's no reports of triggers. There's no forensic response by the authorities on were they real or hoax. How long can that go on for? Obviously, FBI is collecting them up, taking them to Quantico, Virginia, doing the analysis in the lab. Are any of those officials there seeing the devices as they're getting transported, talking about whether they're real or not? And how long does the FBI go silent on this matter? Do they have a report before or after the election? If these were 10 complete phony joke bombs, toys, that were just mailed before the election, if they have the impact, as people are led to believe they were actually live and never counter-reported, you could see it sway an election in a way that most people will have a bad taste left in their mouth. That's my prediction.
Absolutely. I mean, I even succumbed to it to some degree where I thought most of the bombs were real until I looked further into it, and it looks like most, if not all of them, like you said, had no trigger, have no explosive. Definitely would never have actually hit the person and targeted. It's not like it was literally going to get in the hands of Clinton or Obama or all the other folks. I think it was like De Niro was on the list as well.
Hand delivered to George Soros. There's going to be somebody caught for this. And it could be a phenomenon where it emerged from one individual who spawned copycats and created just this panic by doing this, and the failure of the media to rapidly report that there was, you know, no lethal devices encountered at all. That'll be the real read. This is a deep state potential strike back. This is people who know the entire system rigged end to end. It's almost as though, if you're conspiratorially minded, who's who of the enemy list that Trump's dealing with, who are backed up by the deep state, Soros, Holder, Obama, Clinton, and then around the fringes, CNN and actors and others, congresswomen, potentially, right? All coming from the former DNC chair's return address. Highly bizarre, probably initiated by one American person, whether citizen or not, who I'd have to believe is going to get caught. They're going to be pinning this on someone. And not to sound braggadocious, but if we reckon back to weeks ago where the whole controversy in Washington, D.C. was someone authoring a editorial on behalf of deep state holdovers who are preventing the president's agenda from moving forward. Remember that?
Definitely.
I still think that may have been a false flag because there's no one even named yet. It's like we just moved right on from it. This bomb incident is on the heels of a reportedly 5,000-person caravan out of Honduras in Central America being passed straight through Mexico to show up at the border in a big scene and just overrun the system so that they have to be detained, claim asylum, and end up being a whole show against the president and his policies. And it looked like he was backing them down. And now this. Talk about changing the subject, if that's what it is.
We'll see how it plays out, because things only get crazier as time goes on. Now, we will be back next week, next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. So we do got one more show, one more season finale, season 4 finale. And we'll have about mid-November, we'll be back with season 5 after my wedding. Yes, can't wait. And we'll definitely check in. I'm hoping things don't get too out of control. You know, I am a little conspiratorial-minded, but I'm hoping this is just some random crazy guy rather than a true deep state attempt to – because this is not going to work in full. So if they're doing this, then they may easily do something worse. It's so obvious. Is it? Do they do it? I mean, when they, like you said, Holder and Clinton and Obama, Soros, and these actors, it's so obvious almost, right? That it on its face, to at least me and probably to you and many others, looks just like a false flag. Like they're trying to pin it on themselves, you know, and blame some crazy Trump supporter for this. But, you know, regardless if it is that or if it's a lone crazy guy, you got to remember it's still just a distraction in the news cycle from all these other crazy news. And that's what we're trying to get here at Patriot Power Hour. We want to cover the geopolitics, the financial aspects, the immigration crisis that we're up against worldwide, but we'll focus mostly here in America, since that's where we live, obviously. but we got so much of this going on, and I don't know. I want to get more into this bomb stuff. We got so much other stuff going on. Do you have any other kind of final comments? Maybe we'll leave that to the side for the rest of the show.
It all comes down to the FBI, and can they get the information to the American people within a matter of days? It is going to be a real issue if it goes past the election and we can't know whether they're real bombs. The distrust that would sow in that agency at this time could be very destabilizing.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if there's much trust left there, but there are people who, I guess, they're not totally convinced that the deep state exists, with the FBI, et cetera, are corrupted and have been since essentially their founding. But this might push it over the edge. I don't know. If they do come out with this brazen of deception and lies and just cover up, at some point, even the most critical person and person anti-conspiracy theorist might have to start believing some of these conspiracies. All right, guys, we'll be back. We got some commercials. We got the news blitz in the second quarter of the show coming up. We also got a contest next week because we're going to be headed into the season finale next week. So we have a contest the last quarter of the show tonight. But stick with us. It's your Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
We are back, Patriot Power Hour, episode 40. This is your Future Danger Sit Rep Report. Column 1. FBI admits it used multiple spies to infiltrate the president's 2016 campaign. Judicial system direly distrusted. More than half of Americans get more in welfare than it pays in taxes. Cloud pivot strategy advances. Pipe bombs allegedly mailed to Obama, Clinton, and CNN. Hand delivered to Soros. Second day, more critics. 10 bombs so far. 2019 shaping out to be an ugly, brutal year. Political violence ensues brutally across the United States. War with Russia. We're looking at news where NATO to show military muscle in massive Norwegian exercises. Trident Juncture, biggest NATO exercises since the Cold War. In the Middle East, U.S. spy plane coordinated drone attacks on Russian base in Syria. Kremlin says mysterious Russian missile identified as anti-satellite weapon. Clandestine space combat capability. Several hoax mail bombs mentioned previously are found to not being capable of exploding. Sent to Democrats days before the election. Topical news for the category, false flag exposed. More Saudi Arabian fallout from their murder of a dissident in Beirut. Official flip-flop on Khashoggi sends shockwaves through the country. Crown Prince pressure as Khashoggi's body is found. Reportedly. Keep an eye on the kingdom. 7-year auction prices at the highest yield since April 2010. Treasury rates rising. Dow Jones 2 days ago plunges as stock market correction deepens. Dow erases gains for the year, tumbles more than 600 points as stocks extend to October swoon. Yesterday, NASDAQ suffers worst day since 2011. Bounced back entirely, or a good part of it today, folks. Column 4. Mysterious polio-like illness, more widespread than reported. Kills six children in a different virus kills six children in New Jersey hospital. Georgia toddler paralyzed overnight as this disease known as AMF fears grow nationwide. Best on us befalls. United States Geological Survey, 18 volcanoes now pose very high threat to the United States. We got a 6.8 magnitude earthquake striking Greece and Italy minutes before the start of this show. One of the largest earthquakes in recent history for Europe. Typhoon U2. Storm leaves Northern Mariana Islands unrecognizable. Path leading west. Went from Category 1 to Category 5 storm in 24 hours. Megastorms Mall. Dozens more breakfast foods test positive for weed killer Roundup. People are poisoned. Designer babies aren't futuristic. They're already here. Reprogenetics wreaks havoc. We don't have a lot of headlines on this news report for Future Danger this October 25th, 2018, but the ones we have are serious news. Turn it over to my co-host, Mr. Ben, the Breaker Bankster's Cochran, for his analysis. Ben.
Short but sweet, man. You killed it there. And like you said, you got tons of critical news packed in just a few articles. So, hey, sometimes it's the quality, not just the quantity. I was thinking about that category 1 to 5. That's pretty amazing. I was trying to read through the article, of course. Had this crazy ad for GMO Chef Boyardee. Probably got some Roundup in that too. That was so loud and in my face that I couldn't really read it. But I did see that this was the largest storm to hit America. Yes, Mariana Islands are America. American territory. Biggest storm to hit, I think it said like 100 plus years. But anyway, that's important, I suppose. But looking at these other ones, I want to focus, as always, on the economic side, but this is actually within the Cloward and Piven strategy, which is that's the indicator on Future Danger. Cloward and Piven strategy advances, so it's not in the economic column. More than half of America gets more in welfare than it pays in taxes. I think that is way more critical than this Category 5 storm, even though that did cause lots of harm. Only one person dead so far, but totally flat in the island. But look at that. When you have that only one person supporting someone on welfare. It's supposed to be five people working for someone on welfare, or three at least, right? One to one, you know that's going to fall apart, and it's going to pit that majority, or at least close to majority, of the welfare folks. It's going to pit them against those who are the breadwinners. And it's
right,
going to be that
right.
Byron Piven strategy. So that article, I like how you have that as orange, which right now is tied with one of the most important or extreme or concerning articles on the board, is that article. So that was one that I was definitely
So listen to this statistic,
well.
Ben. Straight out of that article, in the lowest quintile, and being an economics-trained professional and financially trained professional, you'll know what a quintile is. In the lowest quintile, households pay only $400 in taxes, as of 2014 data, while receiving more than $16,000 in various types of tax-funded transfer payments.
Jeez, 4 to 16, so 4X, huh? That's crazy.
400 in, 1,600 back to them.
Now, that's not sustainable in the long term in the terms of the culture, not even the monetary portion of it. Let's just focus on the culture. Maybe that's why you have it kind of in the liberty column, right? So how do you see this affecting liberty?
Well, obviously, it's Cloud Piven's entire strategy was to collapse the system we have and herald in forced socialism as the only way to correct that problem, and then you can't get rid of it. Just like much of the New Deal in the late 30s and 40s was hard to undo. Still isn't hard to undo. Well, we're talking about, Medicare and Medicaid, the programs in the 60s known as the Great Society, which everyone agrees are here to stay. That's the lowest quintile getting that kind of huge payout. How would you do social welfare, and how could it be done in a way that inspires more trust in more Americans? Well, I don't know, but that ratio of 400 in and 16,000 out is probably unsustainable, especially for a country that's $20+ trillion in national debt.
So I thought you said that at first, but it was so unbelievable. I thought you meant 4,000 in, 16,000 out, but it's 400 in.
That's the bottom 20% of our country.
They put $400 in tax in some small form, and they get $16,000 in some sort of transfer benefit or tax deduction, I suppose, credit, right?
Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, Social Security, all that.
20%, bottom 20%. So part of the liberties that I see it as a free market person who – hey, I did get born into relative privilege, definitely parents went to college and whatnot, but, I'm currently busting my ass, and I will be, because I'm going to be going for a long time, young 30s, I'm never going to retire, and so far as definitely not going to be any Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security in what we see it as today, that'll be exhausted. Who knows what will happen? Hopefully technology will break through and it'll all be fine in that nice rosy utopia. But what I'm trying to get at is part of my liberty is lost because I have to go work extra to support these folks. And it's not just people who deserve it. There are some folks that deserve it, but it's so easy to get onto these programs and, more importantly, abuse them. Trust me, I work within workers' compensation, which you may as well consider a state-sponsored, even though employers purchase it, right? Still required by the state, so you might as well consider it state-required medicine. And in certain states, especially your Chicago's, Philadelphia's, New York City's, Los Angeles, San Francisco's of the world, I wonder what that sounds like. Sound familiar, those type of cities? What kind of administrations run those? Guess what? In those places, it's so easy to abuse the work comp system. So I know that the social welfare system must be just as easily abused and friendly, overly claimant friendly, let's say the least.
But what if it's not even being abused by the individuals, but the elites have structured – so much of how you get ahead and whether or not you should be here. If you're coming as a first generation non-English speaking immigrant, your chances of leaving that bottom 20% are very low, right? So it is essentially Cloward Piven building an underclass, bringing an underclass, because what if those people weren't counted among that bottom 20%? And I'm sure in this study is American residents, not necessarily citizens. There's no way of telling, right? And
not anymore.
why wouldn't we be in the business of shifting the entire scale so that there is no bottom 20% like that? Well, there's politicians who need that class to be there to have the rhetoric they need to go to election, like we are facing in the next 10 days or so.
Now, to some degree, that's occurred throughout history with immigration in America, but not at all as much as now. And one of the issues, I think, is that they're looking to, pretty much what you just said, use and abuse them and say, hey, you don't have to, work your way up, so to speak. Before then, all immigrants are fine for a generation to not go beyond the bottom 20% as long as their kids did better. But when you come in and immediately try to get the transfers and the welfare and other things, and trust me, a lot of them are very hardworking, but it doesn't matter. At some point, you got to draw the line. And yes, I personally think the military-industrial complex welfare is much, much worse in terms of waste and fraud. But it's necessary as well to some degree. And so is welfare, and so is overall these programs. But when you combine this with the poor health of people, plus the immigration crisis, plus the fraud, and all those compounded with one another, and really going to one of your articles that you covered, we're about to hit up on the break soon, but another one of your articles, the breakfast foods with the GMO, well, just our poor, crappy diet, that by itself probably is going to break these programs.
Fair enough. Hey, just an update before we go out of the second segment of Patriot Power Hour. Just following up on a report we made last week about F-22s being left behind at Tyndall Air Force Base in northern Florida. 17 airframes left behind. And the big question still is, how badly were they damaged? Don't know that, but at least we know it's the Air Force's report. 17 at $330 million a copy. Ben, you could do the math over the break, but that's a whole lot of change out of the U.S. Treasury.
That is. Now, the Fed could print that quite quickly, but even the Fed runs out of room to print, I'm telling you. And I think more importantly is not just the cost, but the timeline to replace them. You can't just make them in 1 month, just like the Fed might be able to print it in a month, but they can't make a freaking F-22 in a month. It takes much longer, no matter how much money you try to spend on it. So absolutely, can look into that. Folks, the commercial break is coming through, but go check us out. Easiest way to find all of our old shows and contact us, go to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Patriot Broadcasting Network. Or hell, just go to futuredanger.com. Look on the third column, scroll a little bit down, look for Patriot Power Podcast Archive. And otherwise, stick with us. We'll be right back. Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Bill, deliver these good and fervent folk to the polls on a regular basis, and there'll be a handsome price for each vote goes Tammany's way.
My father gave his life making this country what it is. Murdered by the British with all of his men on the 25th of July, Anno Domini 1814. You think I'm gonna help you befoul his legacy? By giving this country over to them what's had no hand in the fighting for it? Why, because they come off a boat crawling with lice and begging you for soup?
We are back. That was a short little break. Told you. Hang in there. Trust us. We don't lie to you here on the PPH Patriot Power Hour, episode 40. We're over the hill. Now we're going to be, I'm hoping we get to episode 100 by next season. Why? Because we're looking to be doing more than one show per week, perhaps. I don't know. We'll see how that works. But anyway, let me bring my co-host on. Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, doing well. We're looking at opportunities for us to do a live studio, sit with each other, and improve the conversation and do guests that way, too, in the upcoming Season 5.
Absolutely, man. Season 5, we're going to have all new bumper music, intros, outros, commercials, like you said, guests. We're going to get a live studio rolling as well, so that'll be real fun. We're going to have better sound quality. Number one. Number two, we'll be able to kind of share notes, write things out, you know, little notes to one another, little love notes. No love notes. but anyway, this is season four, and we got tonight's show and next week's show to finish it off. I did hint at it. I'll hint at it again because I said the fourth and final segment. Right now we're on the third. On the fourth one, I will be having a big-time giveaway to celebrate the end of Season 4 and the end of Year 1 of Patriot Power Hour. So be sure to listen all the way through this show. If you listen on podcasts, please don't just fast-forward to that part and then stop listening. You could if you wanted to. I understand. But try not to. Keep listening. We got a lot of important stuff to talk about. Future Dan, I want to get back into some of that health issues and some of this what was it? Herbicide, pesticide, Roundup. I guess that's herbicide in the breakfast foods. Now,
yeah, and this was from CNN.
Yeah, the good news is, I was about to say, the good news is it's in mainstream media now and people actually know about this. So like you said, this is great news that people are talking about it, I think.
Well, it's great news that the product is eventually getting the attention that a lot of people in the underground alternative media says it needed to have all along for
right. You
know the effects of the chemical. But now it's mainstream. Now they have the court with the trial and the gardener with terminal cancer who died. The court system has awarded that through a jury finding. So CNN's coming out and letting it be known. Dozens of common breakfast cereals and snack bars have trace amounts. What's trace mean and how much is you know gonna hurt somebody, who knows, but it's in there. And if you ever see the commercials with the guy spraying the cracks in his driveway to get rid of the plants,
oh, man,
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, bioaccumulates, that's the key. And I know a lot of my listeners, they know that, but folks out there, if you don't know what bioaccumulate means, well, I guess I can tell you real quick. We'll go look it up and get some real research from experts. But essentially, it means the little animals are eaten by the bigger animals, or maybe the plants are eaten by little animals, then those are eaten by bigger animals. And guess what? When we eat them, we get it in us. and it stays with us, and it gets in the water. I think they said they found it in aquifers, you know, many, many, many feet deep. I think it's pretty much everywhere in the environment and can't get rid of it. That's not good because they've shown lots of cancers and other mutations. It's just weird, bad stuff. It's just not good. Not a good situation at all.
And then there's the they sprayed it on the crops kind of argument because Quaker Simply granola oats doesn't eat anything to gain its glyphosate level. It just is growing that way, Ben.
Yeah. Well, that's so there's a twofold. That's something that when I first and foremost, you said alternative news, alternative media, and folks like you and I talk about this for a while. Just 5 years ago, you were tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists were talking about this, let alone 10, 20, 50 years ago, I'm sure. But then again, they had the pesticides long ago, but they just came out relatively. I believe it was like the – it depends different crops, but it was like the mid to late 90s that the GMO crop where they actually grow the pesticide on the inside. It was like it wasn't even around until the mid-90s from what I recall. And so my point is that double whammy of it getting sprayed plus grown on the inside has just recently hit us. But we've also really just started this in the last 20 years or so. Coincidence? I don't know. Really have seen massive obesity and all these other cancers and stuff. Better technology, better medical to detect it. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. This all coincides a little too much for my liking.
Yeah, and you know, human beings have always in our civilizations, produced industries, produced, you know, chemicals and processes, industrial processes that in hindsight were very, very unhealthy for the people near them.
Yeah,
and
Mad
to come into our food supply just makes it, you know, not just those guys that work in the plant, but everybody's problem. The indicator I carry it under is called people are extensively and purposefully poisoned. Now, it rates as a piece of news topical because of the underground alternative point of view that this is, you know, hand in hand with soft kill depopulation. There's no evidence of that with this news report, but the fact that it's being mainstreamed and it was that widely used will, in hindsight, if it's, you know, just a generation of health concerns and terrible outcomes and cancers, and, you know, the statistics show it's like asbestos or smoking or something like that, then the history books will always be pointing back and saying, were the elites aware? Were they not eating it? And were they not feeding it to their children? Were they perfectly aware early on and felt fine with the potential effects of that to the general population? That's where this leads.
And the answer to that is yes, yes, they were quite aware and definitely do not eat that stuff. You think the Queen of England eats McDonald's or anything close to it? Hell no. They get all types of specially grown, super healthy, let alone who knows what kind of medical access they have to. But we don't need to go down that route right now necessarily. Now, we do have a few more minutes till the break. You know, one more article I wanted to pick out. Like we said, Future Danger right now doesn't have as many articles as it normally does. I'd still say there's 20 on the board. Sometimes there's upwards of 40. But, you know, when we're talking about the stock market, when we're talking about this up and down roller coaster, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you because every other news site I've seen has put like blaring sirens, red text, just, you know, absolute disaster. The Dow is down 600 points, 800 points. It's the end of the world. Well, you haven't, and guess what? The markets have bounced back pretty much. They're still down, but they bounced back. For example, they were, I think, lost 600 yesterday, up 300 today. And the
there's some major
ago, same
downturns.
Thing.
Yeah, they're spiking down. NASDAQ, worst day in 7 years type news, has to be paid attention to. But if you remember, you know, within the last 24 months, the, you know, the taper tantrums, when the Fed got ready to raise rates and the market would start shaving the same kind of points off. And they called them taper tantrums because the Feds were trying to taper from quantitative easing, right? You remember it very well, I'm sure. Well, this I would call, you know, a Trump tantrum right before an election. The trouble, it seems, for the people who are inclined to be anti-president and also, managing funds and have billions to start throwing in and out of that size of a market to make it move. There seems to be plenty of money coming in right behind it to scoop up what were those stocks that dropped. Tech stocks got beat on today, but it doesn't seem like this ever fails to bounce back.
Well, of course, I take the conspiratorial slant that all that free, easy money out there. And yes, interest rates have gone up several times in the past couple of years, but they're still way below the median of the long-term average. So I still think a lot of it is just this excess liquidity that's going to have a massive repercussions in the long run of malinvestment. But you are right. Another reason they're flush with cash is some of the tax cuts that took place with Trump. And we have seen corporations and their shareholders really benefit big time in the past 12 plus months, actually since the election, obviously, right? So they are super bullish. They still have high sentiment. That's a big part of it too.
Yeah, and who knows what the real stats of the economy are, but it seems everywhere I go that it might be growing at a rate that's higher than reported. I think there's a lot of people making money right now, and they're going to want to put it someplace where they think they can make more of it.
The good thing about human ingenuity and American free market, even though we're quite corrupt these days, we can still power through and make money and make advancements. So even though we should have collapsed by now, we still puttering along. So I guess that's a good way to put it. We're not down and out yet. Maybe I shouldn't be so negative, huh?
Yeah, there's factions in the economic system. Just this worldview that there's one small cabal of elites and everything's rigged top to bottom, inside out, and there's nothing you can do. You're kind of on the born to lose side of that equation. And I don't think that's showing up right now. Trump and his faction of let's grow the economy, these people watch Reagan show up and do the same thing. You take the boot off of the neck of the American economy, it'll grow. The elites can't stop that right away, but they know it's cyclical. They're always in a very, very, very strong position when the worm turns. But you and I have talked about whether, some group would like to see, Trump's name be synonymous with Herbert Hoover, and whether they try to pull the rug out on that market or not, it doesn't seem like it wants to fall right now.
Now, one thing you put there is cycles, business cycles, moon cycles, eclipse cycles. Elite throughout freaking all of history have used their extra superior knowledge of these cycles to essentially brainwash and force the peasantry to do their bidding, from the Mayans to Wall Street and everything in between. How about that analogy? So yes, they know the cycles.
Come on into Future Danger. Check out Stock Market Crashes, the indicator, and look at the cycle that we've had since February 2017. You can watch these 600-point drop days, 800 once in a while, 500. I don't even put up the news of 500 or less because it's such a tiny fraction of the market. Now, the Dow lost all of its gains for the year, but shouldn't it do that if it was normally operating? You could see cycles. You don't have to be hanging around by the granary waiting for the high priest to tell you when it's time to plant.
That's true. We are capable human beings. We don't need the high priestess and priests to tell us what to do. I can wholeheartedly support that as well. All right, people. Guess what? Fourth quarter is coming. That contest I promised on the other side of this break we'll be getting to. It's not super difficult, but it will require about 2 minutes of your time. But I promise you, it'll be totally worth it. We'll be back, final segment, the contest, and I got a couple prepper questions for Future Dan as well. So we'll get to that on the other side of this break. Stick with us.
Dutch Good and Nathan Ryan.
for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Final segment, this live October 25th, 2018, episode 40 of Patriot Power Hour. Ben the Breaker, Banksters Cochran here with Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. So, without further ado, I got a very, very simple contest here. First person. Reach out to Future Dan of FutureDanger.com, or myself, Ben the Breaker Banksters, with feedback, for better or worse, on this show, or hell, go back to any of our archives. You're going to win either one ounce of silver, or the equivalent in any crypto of your choosing. I have the ability to get about 7 or 8 different cryptos on my exchange that I'm on. That's the big one. And that's all in celebration of next week's end of season 4, end of year 1 extravaganza. So we have a couple other, not necessarily contests next week, but special segments, some kind of best of or thoughts of the year in review as well. So looking forward to that, Future Dan.
So I got a question about the contest.
All right.
So if you are of the mindset that you're preparing and that you're highly attuned and acutely aware and concerned with the surveillance state that we live in, that our digital lives are, you know, should be expected to be known, and that, you know, there's a lot of information operations underway out there, and a lot of accusations about who's putting out lines for who. If one of our listeners, Ben, were inclined to be semi-concerned about the veracity of our credentials and what we are doing here, how would someone enter and win the prize anonymously?
I mean, you can hit us up. We got our email address. So the easiest way to find us, I'll announce again, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. That's the simplest way to find our email address. If you are concerned about anonymity and you're serious about it, then you probably know how to send an email, you know, with a certain amount of encryption or VPN or however you do it. So send it to just send it to dethronethebanksters@gmail.com. That's probably the easiest way. But they could...
Okay. So here's the second half. Now that they've won, how do they get their silver dollar without telling you who they are?
That one, you're going to have to go crypto. I mean, that's one part. Unless you want to meet me in a dark parking lot, you know, somewhere in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area some night. Maybe the water.
I got a suggestion.
Watergate.
I got a suggestion. And it can tie into, you know, practicing preparedness, tradecraft, a lot of which there's a whole vein of the preparedness community that has patriots. Let's call them what they are. This is the Patriot Power Hour. There's other patriots out there who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces and the intelligence agencies who know the inside and also know how things work. They have been trained in espionage tradecraft. So what say you to the idea of conducting a dead drop with a listener? We arrange it through a third party where you can just leave the coin and they can go pick it up and complete the transaction, and we don't need to know who they are.
It's perfect. I love it. I don't know if it's worth a $14 silver coin, but I'm totally down to do it. If someone's around this area, I'm up for it. Just for the
Can we make it part of the official contest awards policy? If you happen to want to come to a location in the D.C. area, we will send you an encrypted grid coordinate, and it's like geocaching. You can pick it up. Pick it
Perfect.
Up.
Perfect. I'm down for that. Let's do that. I'll even write you a letter of thanks in that same package. Personalize it with my autograph.
And a full first-year Patriot Power Hour archive on a CD.
On a CD. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And obviously a Patriot Power Hour t-shirt as well.
Yeah, probably USB drive's easier, isn't it?
Yeah, come on.
I totally want that one.
2018, almost 2019. Yeah. Get with it, old man. I'm just kidding. All right, well, we'll have a little fun.
Hey, my car still plays CDs, so I would actually benefit from it in that format.
I think next week we just need to have a fun show if we can. Hopefully things don't go crazy between now and then or something. But we got to have fun and look back on this last year. So I'm looking for more of a jovial tone, not this end of the world crap we're so used to. No, we're not end of the world type people around here, in my opinion. But I am looking forward to next week's show. But we still got a few minutes in this show. I had a couple questions about prepping I had for you, but I totally forgot now that we've been off track. I forgot what those were. I'm not going to lie. So did you have anything else, though, that you wanted to finish this show with? Any other major thoughts or stories?
We got a little breaking news, Ben.
Okay.
Yeah, so the White House is weighing executive order to block the migrant caravan at the border. So between now and next episode, next Thursday night, we're going to know how that came out. We're going to know if that 5,000 or so person march in flatbed trucks through Mexico, a country that's a signatory to the UN Treaty on Amnesty and the responsibility to take people claiming amnesty when they are a border country, and the absolute affirmative responsibility to not make them pass through your country to get to the countries they want to go to, right? Well, you know, the president's going to lay down some law, which is probably pretty common sense international and national law, that's going to shut this down. And it's definitely going to change the conversation from, what seems to be hoax bombs. And we'll see if we're even talking about hoax bombs a week from now. We're going to make it a point to, because failure to mention, hey, there was 10 bombs mailed in 2 days that were none of which were explosives, and hopefully the FBI has come out by that time and said so. And now we're talking about something that Trump did at the border. The whiplash, the attention deficit disorder of the entire population of this republic
is probably the most dangerous piece of news that you could take away from all of that.
Yeah.
If next week we're only talking about something else and not these fake bombs.
Oh, absolutely. I can almost guarantee we're not going to be talking about these bombs because they fell on their face, even though they've been promoting the hell out of them. It's not really scaring anyone, even though Andrew Cuomo come out and said, it's the hate, it's just the hateful days we live in, and all these other folks saying similar things. The average person is not thinking that, oh no, I'm not going to vote for Trump or Republican or this, that, and the other thing because they're hateful because of these bombs. I think it's going to backfire. I think people could almost see through it. I don't know. Should I have that much faith, but I hope so.
Do you vote for candidates or do you vote against candidates or basically idea systems which candidates have some percentage of attachment to?
Do I personally?
Yeah. Do you vote for candidates? Like that person can do get something done I want done, even if it means going to their legislature and undoing things that are a problem. Do you vote for people? Or do you regularly vote against the worst option on the ballot?
Yeah, fortunately, most of the time it's that latter half. Occasionally I can think of, like, for Ron Paul, for example. I voted Republican primary for Ron Paul. I was voting for him. And there's been a couple local and or state folks that I've voted for, even though looking back on it, probably, you know, they weren't as great as I thought they were. But most of the time I vote against or hell. Sometimes I just don't even vote in certain races because I just can't stomach either one. Maybe go independent or something. But even then, that's a waste of a vote, too, in a way. I mean, so I don't know. Often vote against somebody, I guess, is the way I look at it.
Yeah, I don't think – you prefaced all of that, Ben, by saying unfortunately. And I think probably in public school we're teaching people to think of things the wrong way. And it's probably, you know, at home in a parent-wide underground movement, bring up the next generation to realize you don't – you know, it's not like school student counseling up voting for someone in most cases. It's about denying power to the people that are going to be most harmful to the values – that you care for. And if you're Antifa, take that where it may. And if you're like us, the reduction of centralized power is, you know, usually, you know, whoever's going to increase it the least or at least promises to hold it fast or reduce it is going to get my vote. And that's where I'm going to the polls where I live shortly. And you got, and you know, so many times you got to hold your nose. You got to hold your nose at what you're voting. Just stop thinking about voting for and just realize this really works better when we're voting against.
That's not a bad way to look at it. You're trying to tame government as best as possible. So at least from my point of view, that's what I'm looking to do. So voting against them is I get where you're coming from there. I don't know if I could stomach and hold my nose as well as you. Maybe I should try harder, though. okay, that's a good way to look at it, I guess.
And then there's the flip side of that, which is if the party you find yourself regularly voting for doesn't, you know, actually produce, and they keep putting people on the ballot that, you know, say all the right things and never actually act upon
right.
Withholding the vote from someone you'd otherwise favor is going to be the key power of the party that can actually come out and landslide when it wants. And in the next 2 weeks, one of these two parties might get punished by its base. And, you know, from a lot of missteps and mishaps on the Democrat side, they're awesome at blaming each other and finding scapegoats and never, ever actually agreeing on, you know, the core causes, the core diagnosis of why they lost. As opposed to the other side of the aisle, where there's a lot of Republicans who have had time to do things and haven't accomplished them, and they're incumbents, and they could be, despite turning the House over to the other party, the Republican base has shown an ability to just walk away from them. That could happen too.
I know. I'm wondering. I'm thinking that might occur. But I know the Democrats are so what do you say, incompetent, that they may even fall on their face, even though I think they should have a big comeback. We'll see. We will be back next week, though. And it'll be the Thursday before election, so we'll be talking some about that. But, of course, mostly focusing on the one-year anniversary Patriot Power Hour next week. Until then, have a great weekend, and definitely hit us up, whether it's for the contest or just to give us some feedback or questions for next week to read on air. Hit us up, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network, or simply featuredanger.com. You can hit up Future Dan there, and I think find my info there as well. We'll see you guys next week.
Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value, down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Paulson and Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? The paper markets would have
collapsed.
They knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. ReadyMade Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ReadyMade Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. ReadyMade Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call ReadyMade Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
The world will change. Drexel University is designed to change with it. By combining academic rigor with a transformative cooperative education program, Drexel is preparing visionary leaders equipped to address the challenges of the future. Learn more at drexel.edu/ambition-can't-wait. The world will change. Drexel University is designed to change with it. Drexel's unique design combines academic rigor with a transformative cooperative education program, positioning students and faculty alongside the experts tackling today's most complex issues. By constantly learning and evolving as the world moves forward, Drexel produces visionary leaders equipped to anticipate and address the challenges of the future. This is experiential education. Learn more at drexel.edu/ambition-can't-wait.